We started Halachmanya, and I said we're gonna spend actually the whole time today on Halachmanya. We're not probably even gonna finish Halachmanya, but we also said we're gonna go back a little bit to actually who was Misader the Haggadah also. So first, I brought for you in the first source, as I said, the pages will come out after this year because of the photocopy machine. Of Soloveitchik, we had asked the question, and everybody asked the question, that why do we start Haggadah with Halachmanya? Halachmanya is dealing with Hachnasat Orchim, which is a beautiful thing.
Are we starting with Halachmanya?
Right, we're starting with Halachmanya, right? So Halachmanya, what's that? Mitzvah of Hachnasat Orchim. And Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, again, in this blue Haggadah, and nowadays the more modern versions is black. Obviously, I've quoted it almost every day. It's one of my favorite Haggadahs. It's a big mitzvah, Hachnasas Orchim, great. But what does it have to do with the Haggadah? Why do we start that with that? To the point that Rav Soloveitchik quotes the Gemara in Tanis that says, Rav Huna, every day, ki have a korech rifta. He would say, Koman de tzarech leisei velechom. Wasn't a din in the Haggadah, it was every day. Right? Every day he would say, come and join. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that Halachmanya, that's not just Tam, we start with Hachnasas Orchim. It says, "V'nira lomar dihine eved eno yochol lachnis orchim." An eved can't do achnas orchim because, as we know, the Gemara Pesachim says, "Kol mashakana eved kana rabo," doesn't have its own possessions. V'im eved nechasim v'gamim lo bayis. Therefore, we start with the Haggadah specifically with achnas orchim. We say, "Kol dichvin yisei ve'echol," because this is an expression of true chirut, that we are no longer avadim, but we're bnei chorim, that we could be machnis orchim. That's one very, very deep interpretation of Soloveitchik said. Another interpretation of Soloveitchik said, v'nira od, because the first Ramah in Siman Tav Chav Tet says that by matzah there's also a fulfillment of the mitzvah of staka, of ma'ot chitim. And this din of ma'ot chitim is a special din of staka, that you have to give chitim to aniim in order that they can eat. This is the second interpretation of Rav Soloveitchik. That you have to give ma'ot chitim in order that they eat what? In order they can eat matzah. To the point that the Vilna Gaon adds that the din of ma'ot chitim is hinted to in the pasuk that says matzot ye achel et shivat hayamim. It's said in the nifal, in the passive. Which means what? It's not that yochal that you should eat it, but it should be in. How do I fulfill that it should be eaten, says the Vilna Gaon? Via ma'os chitim. Therefore, before the Seder, before we eat matzos, okay, we say halachmanya as an introduction. The kol dichvin yisei ve'echol. That anybody who's what? Anybody who's starving, come to eat matzah like ma'ot chitim. What? It's a second pshat. Second pshat. Okay? That is the two pshat of Rav Soloveitchik. Once we quoted one Rav, we should quote the other, the Rav. Okay? Rav, yeah.
For the first answer, there's also an emphasis in Halachmanya that were apples.
Yeah.
So I have.
So the truth is, it's good you asked that, because I always had a problem with this also. It's not only a problem I have with this also, which is on one level, we're in Eved at this point, right? And then we're going through this transformation. But at the same time, we're also Ben Choron at this point. Meaning, on one level, it may be a cop-out answer to what I want to say right now, which is we already said about Yachatz and we said about Karpas that we're Bnei Melachim at this point, right? And that's what we had said according to Tcheles Mordechai and others, that we're Bnei Melachim, we're showing that we're free, and therefore we're having this big appetizer. But I thought we're Avadim now, right? Meaning, the Gemara talks about the four cups of wine. The suffix of Rav Nachman, I think it was Rav Nachman, right? That says that, do you recline? And he says, the first two cups, it makes a lot of sense because we're still Avadim. Meaning, there's a certain contradiction, which is at what point in the Seder do you actually turn to it? And part of me, as I said in the Kappan answer, I don't view it as a Kappan answer, part of me says that's the beauty of the night, where on a certain level, there are contradictions within freedom and slavery, and it's not so linear and so smooth, if you will. Okay? Rav Kook, I wanted for you to have it inside, but we'll print it out for you after. has a Haggadah also. It's printed in the back of his Sidur of Olat Ra'ya.
It's also printed individually.
There you go. Also recently. Right, I had that also. It says Halach Ma'anya. And this we'll do with this also connected to who and when was the Haggadah organized. So Rav Kook says as follows. Be'ezrat Hashem, I will explain the Hakdama of Halach Ma'anya. He says, V'hanire she'tiknu al-achar ha-chorban. Halach Ma'anya was instituted after the Chorban. So he says, V'lama lo tiknu kodem ha-chorban nusach ma'alaskir. Why was it done before the Chorban? She'zeh alechem achlu avoteinu be'eretz Mitzrayim. Why not say, what we're going to see, that it's done in the Galut, which sounds like Hashta Avdei, right? So why not institute, his first question of Rav Kook, is why not, was this Nusach not instituted while we were still in Eretz Yisrael, while we still had the Beit HaMikdash? Furthermore, the second question he says, Vayoter Pele, Ki Kodem She'ilat Manishtana, which will be Sunday Shir, we'll deal with all of Manishtana, okay? We say Halach Ma'anya, Vim Kain. What's the question in Manishtana that we say? B'chol halilot anu ochlim chametzu matzah. We just said before, halomer mikodim, ki kalechem azeh achlu b'mitzrayim. Right? What do you mean? The whole night, every night we eat. Right? Chametzu matzah. We just explained, halach manya. This is what they ate in Mitzrayim. That's why we're eating this for zecher. What's the kasher? He doesn't understand the question. Manishtana halayah zeh. Meaning, you explained it, halach manya. Explains Rav Kook. Achanire be'ezrat Hashem, that a deep, that halach manya is basically a musar shmus. It's a hakdama to make sure not to give up hope. Leval yirach levavenu v'na'atziv nafshenu al godel ha'nifira nifila ashalanu begalutenu. That we shouldn't give up after this tremendous fall via our exile. We don't have the Korban Pesach, which is such a major. You'll hear Rabbi Targan share about Korban Pesach. Such a. You don't even have to hear Rabbi Targan share. You'll read the Pesukim, right? In Shemot, right? It's such an integral piece of Chaga Pesach and Chaga Matzot. You can get depressed. What happened to Korban Pesach? V'gam Shalom Emar. Another. This is to defeat the other piece, which is what? Lama Niskor Ha'avdut. Why should I remember the Avdut of Mitzrayim? Now we're also like Avadim, right? We're not truly free when it comes to the sense of free within what we're supposed to be doing as Jews. So you might tell me, oh, we had a gula, but who cares? Why should I remember this? That the gula happened. That's history. Now look, I was davening this morning here in Yeshiva, and I look, and I don't see the Beit HaMikdash. So I should be depressed. Well, what's going on? Why should I remember this piece? Explains Rav Kook, that is this introduction of Halach Ma'anya. Al-Zeh Amar Ki Keholach Ma'anya. He says like the gears of Keholach Ma'anya, even though in his piece he has Halach Ma'anya. Right? This is the idea of Halach Ma'anya. She'ein lanu mizbech lakriv Pesach. Correct. Va'alechem is ani below mitzvah ta'aretz. Correct. Ukmo zeh, just like in their time. Achlu avotenu be'aretz Mitzrayim. But despite that they were slaves and they did have the galut in the Mitzrayim, but there was hope and they were redeeming kol zeh nigalum. So to us, we take that as a sichat musar chizuk. V'gam anachnu niskor ha-geula atidah. We should now remember the geula. V'yichazek bitchoneinu ba'ashem, v'shal bitachon ha-shem. V'im yitmameh, even if it tarries, in kol zeh, achak el, I'll wait for it. V'lachein lo timnu melechol ha-matzah la-teavon kelchatai, should not hold back from eating the matzah with proper taiva, kelchata. Ach, kol dichvin yitei ve'echol. But anybody who wants it, come and eat it. U'bischut deh, bischut, the ratzon of wanting and having dichvin, which means what? Hungry for it. Hungry not only in a gastro sense, but hungry in the sense of wanting the gula to happen. Then the next piece will be kol dichvin. Yesevivsach. Ki ha Pesach, we know again, is Nechal al Asova. I'm following the Ratzon of Hashem, even if I don't see the Beit HaMikdash, but I realize this is the Tzivoy of Hashem to do it. Kol Ditzrich, I have to do it. Tzrich, right, excuse me, Kol Dichvin, I do it because Hashem commands me to. And therefore, as a result, I will be able now to have the Korban Pesach. And then he continues going on to say that even if we got stuck in the 49 levels of Tumah, just like there, Hashem didn't let us get totally wiped out. Okay? And Mirtz Hashem will happen, that's the continuation, that will be Bnei Chorin Ba'arad Yisrael. That's one part of Rav Kook. There are other parts of Rav Kook also, which I really want to photocopy for you and read it with you inside. So we'll continue now with other interpretations, and when I photocopy for you, I'll get it for you. Just as I said, to take one step back, which is, when did the Haggadah come, before we continue with more Halach Ma'anya, who is Misader the Haggadah? So there's a beautiful introduction in the Haggadah Shlema, in Rav Menachem Kasher's Haggadah, that it brings down a couple of opinions. I probably asked this like 5-6 years ago. I'm like, one second, where does this Haggadah come from? So one interpretation is that the Nusach Haggadah that we have in our hands comes from the Anshe Knesset HaGadol. However, from our Gemara, it's Muchach that at the times of Rav and Shmuel, they didn't have the Nusach Haggadah that we have today set in front of them. Because the Gemara, as we're going to learn, the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Tet Zayin says, this is Machlok between Rav and Shmuel, how do you start the Matchil Begnut? Whether it's Metchila of the Avodah Zarei Goteinu or Avadim Ayinu. And according to the Avudraham, one of the Rishonim, Rav did not say Avadim Hayino at all. And according to Shmuel, he skipped on Metchila. Okay? So how Rav Menachem Kasher explains it, that the Anshe Knesset HaGadol instituted the Iker Nusach of the Haggadah, that's mentioned also in the Mishnah. Right? But, and as the generations came on, they added a couple extra things here and there, until we have the Nusach that we have complete today. That's one interpretation. The interpretation of the second is of the Avudraham, okay, that says that really it happened, the Nusach that we have today happened after Abaye and Rava. Because Abaye and Rava, according to the Avudraham, had two different Nuschot, one of Abaye and one of Rava. And the Misader Haggadah, whoever that was, he doesn't say who it was, came and basically put the two together to make it for the edition or rendition that we have nowadays. And he explains that Avudraham, Ulefi Shalacha Kirava, and Rav Nachman Haro is like Rava. Therefore, the Mechaber Haggadah first did like Rava, Avadim Ayinu Faro B'Mitzrayim, and afterwards like Abaye, Mitchilo of De Avodazara, you Avotenu, etc., etc. Another interpretation is the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel in his Haggadah says that as follows: Bepirkei Arvei Pesachim Zachru Chazal Haggadah V'Sipur Yitzim Atrayim Asher Yaseh Oto Adam B'Layla Zeh. Our Nusach was already in the Gemara. Ve'Evio Parshat Vidui Abikurim Kulo B'Drashotel. All the drashos, commotion is car. Until Rav Yehuda Yad Notim Bayim Simanim of Ditzach Hadash Ba'achav. Right after that, the Gemara talks about Rav Gamliel Omer. Right, the Mishnah of Komishom Lo Amar Shosh Dvarim Elam Pesach Lo Yatzei Chovatam. Then you have Halel, and you have Birchat Asher Galanu. Okay, meaning it doesn't bring down all the Midrashim of Yosef Aglili of the Maisa with Rabbi Lazar, with Rabbi Akiva. And truth is, same thing with the Rambam. If you look at the Nusach of the Rambam, which we've already talked about all the different editions, and we're going to continue talking about it today. Right, we started talking about the end of last year that the Rambam has the Nusach, for example, of Bibihilu Yatzanu Mimitzrayim. That's the introduction that we left Bechipazon. We're going to explain that in a couple of minutes. So again, it's mentioned in the Abarbanel that even the Rambam himself didn't have all of these extra pieces, these midrashim about how many makos were there, the yam, 50, 100, 200, etc. And Rav Menachem Kasher wants to say also the Malot Tovot, all the Dayenus, all those different things. They're very nice, but it could be very much it was done b'kitzur and not to be ma'arich b'drashot. Or because the main focus is Yitziat Mitzrayim, and the Nisi Ayam only is for 7 days later. etc. However, the Abarbanel wants to say furthermore, Ha'amnam ra'ua chachamim b'mechelta. The chachamim saw that in the midrash, all these ma'amarim are very, very nice. Right? And therefore, all the kamamalo tovot, all these nice things. And it was included, right? And therefore, these were included in the Haggadah. And that's why we say it nowadays also. Now, the truth is, if you look into the Mechelta, it's not, you won't see it in the Mechelta, which is the Halach and Midrash, you'll find it in the Sifre. But the point is, we see that how the, according to most of these interpretations, it's really an evolution of how the actual Haggadah happened to become like we have nowadays. And the truth is, we'll even talk about the question, we'll see the different Nuschaot, we mentioned about the Rambam, about why, you know, how much is Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned, how much is Nisei, Yamsuf mentioned, that we'll get to also. That's more of just like, again, introduction. If I do it all over again to stay sheer number one, I'll probably start with that. let's go back to the Halach Manya. And just look at, we say Halach Manya. We're talking about matzah. It's called Lechem Oni. And the question all the Rishonim ask, and I brought for you here, the Or Chos Chaim, is what do you mean Lechem Oni? What do we're all used to saying matzah zu al shei ma. What do we say? That's the Lechem Ashir. It's not Lechem Oni. Right, what do you mean Halach Manya? I always thought matzah is part of the Geula. Right? And that's the question Or Chos Chaim and everybody asks, all the Rishon. Everybody asks on Halach Mani. What do you mean Halach Mani? Here's Shali. Follow Acha Yetziat Mitzrayim Hayashot Tziu Bitzekam Tzirerot Bissimlotam Al Shechman Vayofu Et Habatzek. So he quotes, fascinating, really fascinating. V'amar Rav Yehosef Ha'azuvi B'shem the Ibn Ezra Shayash Shavui Behodu. Now it's a machloket here, and I didn't get to look it up, whether the Ibn Ezra himself was in captive in Hodu or not. Right? Very, very fascinating. But someone was captive in Hodu. And what did they do? And as a person in prison, they gave him matzah. And the reason is why? Because what happens? They give him a little matzah. And we all know, right? When we have matzah, people love it or hate it. Right? I personally love matzah. Some people are like, oh, it's like cardboard. You know, some people hate it. I love matzah. And I go to my Chabad place here, and they have super thin matzah. And it's a super expensive matzah, but it's super thin matzah also. I love matzah. I mean, I love it for those 8 days, you know, or 7 days. Right? Afterwards, I won't touch it. But, so tovir, the time of Avodim, what happens? It's mitakel b'mehira b'chametz. Speak mimenamahat. What happens? It's you have a little bit, and it satiates and it digests quickly. And therefore, answers the Or Chos Chaim and all the Rishonim bring down. V'china yu osim amitzrim liYisrael, i.e., and Rav Neven Tzal in his Haggadah really summarizes nicely. So what do we say here? There are tzvei dinim, right? There are two sibot for matzah. There's number one, halach manya. The achlu avotenu b'mitzrayim itself, which is the actual nusach of halach manya. Shtei sibol achilas matzah gam lezecher avdut shayu ochlim matzah biotam avadim, and also zecher lecherut shebeshata geula lo yispik b'tzekam lachmitz ad shegalam hakadosh baruch ba'atzmo at the end. And that's why we have different drushos when it comes to matzah. On one level, we have lechem oni, where we know that what. Ma darko shel ani prusa, which is what we had talked about, the yachatz, according to, for sure, we talked about the Shemi Shmuel, that it's broken because we're not shaling, and we have to have those aspirations. And therefore, lechem oni is pshuto k'mashmao, that it's lechem of aniim, because the matzah is zechel avdut, into the aniyut that we had in Mitzrayim. And also, what Shmuel says in Pesachim Adaf Kuf Tedvav, which is what? Lechem sh'onim alav dvarim harbe. The concept that how Tosis in Masechet Sukkah talks about Daf Lamed Chet, that you say within the Haggadah and the Dalet Kosot on the what and the matzah, it's part of the Haggadah. Onim dvarim harbe ki omrim ala matzah gam divrei shevach v'inanei agula mimnei, because the matzah is also misamel, it also symbolizes chayrut that came to chipazon. Ask Rav Neven Tzal. If that's true, so then why do we only mention at the beginning of the Haggadah the diachalu avatena bar the mitzrayim, which is the lechem of avadim, and only later on is what, as we mentioned, the lechem of the reason of cherut. Shelo yispik mitzegam lachmit sereita cherut derech hipazon. So one answer which contradicts what I said earlier, right? But a lot of people want to say this, right? The Hagioni Halacha brings this down, and Rav Nemtzal himself says that he'iruni. Some people said, look at the Agadat Hagioni Halacha. The Agadat Hagioni Halacha says why, based on the Rishonim, that at the beginning of the night we're feeling like avodim, and that's why we mention what we mention only halachmanya diachalu avotinim mitzray. Right? It contradicts some of the reasons. I agree. That's part of it, right? And at the end, when we go through that transformation, then you feel the Yitzhi al-Khirut. We're going to get to that also. We're going to explain this comes al regular. We'll talk about either on Sunday or Monday, probably on Sunday. Is there a bracha on Haggadah? Okay, Bikitsur, I'll tell you two quick answers on it, but it's connected to this point. One answer is there is a bracha. What's the bracha? Asher Ge'alanu. Right? Later on. Asher Ge'alanu. If I'm not mistaken, it's the Chassam Sofer that says, what are you talking about? If it's a mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs is definitely Sipa Yitzis crime. We have a rule that says what? What it, bracha you have to do over La Siyasa. So why don't you do over La Siyasa? So it says the Chassam Sofer, exactly like what Rav Nemtzal brought down. What are we doing? It's like Gerus, right? Where there's this transformation. And the Gemara says in Psachim, that says what? You can't make the bracha while you're Kiilu a Goy, right? We're transforming from an Eved to a Ben Chor. Therefore, just like by the Gerus as a Goy, you can't make the bracha. So to be as an Eved, we couldn't make the bracha of Gerus. And only afterwards could you make the bracha. Right, the same type of idea. We'll get to the other answers about making a bracha or not. The other interpretations, very quickly, of lechem oni, and then I'm going to go on a small tangent about tanit bechorot because it comes up. And then we'll call it a day. That what else does lechem oni mean? The Pirush HaKadmon says, brought down in the Torah Shlema, the Lechem Oni is talking about the shear of Asiri Taifa, just like the Minchas Oni. Vimdalhu ve'in yado maseget v'lakach Asiri Taifa solet mincha. And that's what it was instituted for the Midah of the Pesach also. As it says, va'omer Asiri Taifa. Yabar Ben El doesn't like this because then it shouldn't be called Lechem Oni, it should be called Korbana de Oni or Isa de Oni. Okay, another interpretation where it says Kol Dichvin Yesei VeYechol Miyuchas LaRashi. It's connected to the Iyun Shir I gave 3 days ago that said that what does it say with the first Mishnah? It says what Arvei Pesachim Lo Yochal Adam Ad what Samoch Temincha. So what's Lo Yochal? Says all Machlokas Rishonim. One in the Gemara talks about Rav Sheshes that he what that he fasted all day Erev Pesach. From here, both the Rishonim and the Briska Rav, based on this, Kol Dichvin Yesei Vecha. What does Dichvin mean? They're starving. Explains both the Briska Rav and Rishonim way before him. Shetzarech Adam Shiei Ra'av Be'erev Pesach or Ra'av Be'erev Pesach. Why? Kedei Sheyochal Matzah B'Teyavah. As the Gemara Pesachim, he quotes both from Rava. This is Miyuchas Rashi. Okay. Meaning it's hinted to the concept, and the Rambam brings it down to the Chachamim themselves would mar'iv et atzmo in order to have matzah b'teyavah. So within this, first of all, it's hinted to in Kol Dichvin Yesei V'Yechol. I just want to take literally a 2 minute time out when we talk about not eating on Pesach. Just a question of Tanit Bechorot, which we had seen already. I'll just tell you a beautiful interpretation that you might not have thought yet, heard yet, but it's something that bothered me for years. And I saw it over the last couple of years by Rav Yosef Salanter in the Sefer Ber Yosef. Because we all know why do we fast on Erev Pesach? The Bechorot fast on Erev Pesach. We always say the Torah brings down from the Masechet Sofer in Siman Tav Ayin because Zeichel Neis Shenitzol they were saved from Makat Bechorot. If that's true, V'yesh Misha Omer. Says the Shulchan Aruch at Siman Tav Ayin, who should also fast? Not only the Bechorim, but also the Bechorot. Because why? They were also saved. That's one question. Okay, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, according to that opinion, because Makas Bechorot also happened to them. Now the Mishnah, you with me? The Mishnah Berurah says the Minog is not that way, based on what the Ramah says. Why? Because the Torah only gives Kedushas Bechorah Bechor to the Zachar, not to the Nekeva. Okay. But Rav Yosef Salanter asked the greatest question, which is, hold on 1 second. We're fasting because a nace happened, that we got saved. Pump fakir, right? Totally the opposite. What should we be doing? We should have a big suda. Okay, fine. You don't want to have it by chatzot, that's fine. In the morning, we should have bagels. He doesn't say this. This is not... Bagels, lox, you know what I mean? Like a good Sunday morning in America, you know what I'm saying? Bagels after softball. Bagels, lox, Tropicana, chocolate milk, you know what I'm talking about? Right? This is what we should have, right? Tanis Bechoros. It's okay, we see him coming up, right? Tanis Bechoros. This is what it should be. Tanis Bechoros. We got saved. It doesn't make sense. Explains Rav Yosef Salanter amazingly. He says you have to understand what's going on, Tanis Bechoros. He quotes from the Mishnah in Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, Perakei Mishnah Yud, that we know that there's a concept called Vidui Ma'aser Sheni. That the Mincha, the last day of Pesach, we had it last year. Last year we did it, for those people that were paying attention. Is the concept called Vidui Ma'aser Sheni. And what would you say? Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayit. Which is what? This is Ma'aser Sheni that I gave to the Levi, Ma'aser Sheni I gave, Ma'aser Ani I gave, Chumas Meiser I gave, Leket, Shechab, I gave it all. And everyone wants to know, why is this called Vidui? That's the big question. Why is it Vidui? Vidui is that I didn't do the right thing. And here, the Nusach is there, as Biarti Me'akodesh Bebayit, Asiti Kechol Asher Tzivitani. Where's the Vidui? It's a beautiful pshat by Rav Kook, not for now. But for us, right now, the Tosas Yontif brings from the Sforno. That, what's the Vidui? This is such a beautiful pshat. Oh, the Sforno says in Parshas Kitavo, what's the Vidui? It's on the sin, Sheb Chataenu Uvavonot Avotenu, that we, Hutzrachnu Leva'er HaKodesh Min HaBayit, not to give it to the Bechoros, who should have gotten the Trumos and Maisros, as the Pasuk in Cheskel chapter 20 says, Va'atameh Otam B'matnu Lechem Ba'avir Kol Petarechem. And furthermore, what do I say? I give it to the Levi. And at the same time, I daven Ashkifa, Imam Kachacha, that we change it. Meaning, what's going on? What's the Vidui? The Vidui is who's the avoda belong to? Bechoros. And if you look at it, Mefurish, Bamidbar, Paragimel, Psukim, Yud Bed, and Yud Gimel. Vani, Hine lakachli et aleviim, mitoch b'nei Yisrael, tachat, instead of who? The Bechor, Petarach b'nei Yisrael, v'hayu li aleviim, to do what? Kili kol bechor. When, listen to this. This is gold. I promise you gold. Kili kol bechor. Biyom hakoti kol bechor be'eretz Mitzrayim. Hikdash dili kol bechor be'Yisrael. Me'adam ad be'ima liyu ani Hashem. Which means what? On the day of Makas Bechoros, there's the Kedushas Bechor. And therefore, who should have had the avoda been to? Been by the Bechoros, says Rashi there. But as a result of this week's parsha, it's connected. Now you have a nice mahalach for your table if you want for Shabbos. Ukeshechatu be'egel nifsalu, and the Levim that didn't do that avodah zarah, they were chosen instead of them. Explains Rav Yosef Salant, which is the day where everybody gathers together that you feel as much the pain that the Bechoros are not doing the avodah. Erev Pesach, known as the Korban Shutafim, where everyone gets together. I'll quote it to you just a little bit before he says there. Vinei kol harash vayit lavut. Even before that, he says that biyom Erev Pesach shekol Yisrael mitasvim. Everyone gathers from all the cities to come to Yerushalayim, and you shech the korban Pesach and Azara Barovam, and the Kohanim Bavodotam Omdim Shurot Beklei Kodesh or Kesef Zahav Saab, as the Mishnayos and Maseches Pesachim says, and the Levim are the Duchanam, and they say Hallel. When this is when you feel, this is really where you feel that the Bechorim, this is the time they should have been shining to do the Avodas Kodesh and to bring the korbanos, and instead, because of the Cheta Egel, they're not the Shluchi the Rachmana. This is the reason, because of that pain, B'yom Zeshel of Pesach, where it's Nikar Miyuchad, the Yeridan, the Nefilah, and what caused the Chet, Therefore, bizman hamikdash hayu tzamim u'mitanim ha'bechorim al zeh. And therefore, that's why there's the fast and you do tshuva. Mitam zeh nishar kavua minhag shabechorim mitanim be'erev Pesach till today. You said, this is what we could have said if the Rishonim didn't say the other reason. Okay? But really, for me, as I said, a small tangent, but for me, like literally, out of this world interpretation of what Tanis Bechoras were is connected to Kol Dichvin, Yisei
B'Yechol. So a lady was a portion dressed?
That's brought down in the Halachot there in Siman Tav Ayin. Look it up. I don't remember. I'll look it up for you. Also. Kol Dichvin Yisei B'Yechol. Kol Ditzrich Yisei V'Yifsach. So we've already answered a lot of the interpretations. I want to tell you a beautiful drash shot that I saw in Rav Soloveitchik's Haggadah in the one of the Seder night, the Exalted Evening, the Berman edition. And he says as follows, I quote to you, though they... Oh, I have to make the distinction because there's like I have like six different Haggadahs from Rav, within Rav Soloveitchik. You have Rav Yosef Adler's version. You have the one I've been quoting, which is the Haggadah Siach. You have the Hari Kedem where you can quote. You have this Berman edition. That's at least four without even thinking. There are other ones. Explains of Salvage. Though they initially seem redundant, Kol Dichvin Yetei V'Yechol and Kol Ditzrich Yesei V'Yisach, the two invitations we issue in reality are not. They're not redundant. Whoever is in need of bread is hungry. Hear this? The first part of Kol Dichvin Yesei V'Yechol is actually talking about an ani. Guy's hungry. Versus Kol Ditzrich explains our Salvechik is talking about someone who is alone, who has a lot of matzah, a lot of wine, but he's at home with no family. Might be even rich. There are indeed many ways to be included among the Kol Ditzrich Yesei V'Yifsach. The invitation to all. Give me just one second. There it is. Sorry. Quoted to you better than the when it's printed, it comes off the wrong way. Dichvin is hungry. Kol Ditzrich refers to one who is alone, who has a lot of matzah and wine, but no home or family. There are indeed many ways to be included among the Kol Ditzrich. The invitation to all who are in need is an amazing deal. It doesn't say Kol Dichvin Yetze V'Yechol to eat with us. Rather, it says Kol Ditzrich. The invitation is to all who are in need, is not Yetzei Ve'echol to eat with us. Rather, it is to spend the Pesach with us.
It's an ingenious drash.
He says, Kol Ditzrich Yetzei V'Yisach. All of our questions were worded to Karban Pesach, and you have the problem of Minoy. He says, Yetzei V'Yisach is come and celebrate the holiday of Pesach with us. Right? And that's why it doesn't say Yetzei, but it's Yetzei, come in and celebrate it with us. Rather, it's to spend the Pesach with us. Right, Yetei V'Yifsach, to celebrate us. It's an invitation addressed to unfortunate and lonely people. They might be millionaires. It's completely irrelevant. Whoever is in need should come and celebrate. Again, so the Achmanya is this renewal of pledge of solidarity among the Jewish people. That's what Rav Soloveitchik says here about this Halachmanya. I want to finish off at least with the next piece, which we had said Halachmanya. We had quoted from the Rambam that we start off Bibihilu Yatsana Mitzrayim, and the Gioni Halacha brings down some questions and the answers from the Beis Halevi, the Bar Benel, the Maharal, which is why the question is, why did Hashem have to make it? If Hashem is doing this miracle, and we know, for example, Lachma, it's a good gematria. I'm not usually into so many gematrias, but it's a nice gematria, right? Quote the gematria that Lachma and Anya. Lachma is 79, Anya is 131, which equals 210. right? The lach ma'anya is 210 years that we were in Mitzrayim. The question is, when Hashem takes us out of Mitzrayim, why does he have to do it b'bihilut? Why does he have to do it b'chipazon? Why does he have to do it this way? That's the question. Meaning, that's what we say according to the Rambam, b'bihilut yatsana mitzrayim. What's the pshat there? Why is it so important that that happened? Again, some people say that that's what the Lechem Oni is. The Lechem Oni is, right, my son, when I was talking to my son about this, he said that's what the Lechem Oni is, right? That's a difference. The matzah, you know, not the matzah minion, which is really fast, right? The concept of the matzah is without the time. You didn't have the time. That's how the Sforno explains it, for example. Right, the mitzvah were pushing them out, you didn't have time. What's this pshat of b'bihilu? So the Agyon Halacha brings down from the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says a beautiful, beautiful interpretation. I'll tell you where the Beis Halevi is. You'll have it in the sources when it's printed up. It's Beis Halevi in Sefer Shmos, in Perek Yibet. He says, V'hine b'hagadash o'pesach amru, v'ilu lo hotzi ha-karish baruch hu et'avoteinu m'mitzrayim, hari anachnu v'neinu v'nei v'neinu m'shubadim ha'inu l'faro b'mitzrayim. That if we would stay there a little bit longer, Hashem, we wouldn't have the ability. He says to explain this, as we know, the Mitzrayim in our Shiabud hichtiu otam ba'onesh ad Yisrael nishtaku ba'avirot uvetumatan shel Mitzrayim. This is the famous idea that we went to the 49th level of Tumah. But listen to what he says: if we were to stay there, Hayanishkaim kolkach b'tumah shelo hayanishar b'libam shum roshem kedusha b'mash yershu me'avoteim Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. We would be so enrooted in the tumah without any hevdel that we'd have no more yichus to our avot, and there would then be a reneging of the haftacha that Hashem said by the Brit Ben Abtarim, ki ger yezaracha beretz lolahem. And when we say b'achrechen yitzu berchosh gadol, the haftacha, the promise was that you would be goel, you'd be redeemed as the zaro of Avraham, and not to somebody who's not called the zaro. Ki v'yitzchak karel chazera, b'yitzchak lo ko yitzchak. This is what he wants to say, is the pshat, which we just said from the Ari HaKadosh, that if we were shown b'mitzrayim, hayu nichnasim b'shara chamishim shel tumah, v'lo hayu nigalim la'od. Right, this is what Moshe Shapiro says about the whole concept of the how tall was the eitz in the with Haman? How tall was it? I mean, no, 50 amos. Right, we all sing v'gam 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 v'gam. Right, how much is the gematria of v'gam? What? Right, but how much is v'gam? 49. Right, because v'gam is 49, because that could go 49. That 49 could go both ways. This is how Ramosha Shapiro explains. 49 could go both ways. It could be the 49, like we're going to count the Sefirah Zomer, 49. But also could be the 49th level of Tum. It could go both ways. Once it's the 50, that's it. You're done. Either way. Okay? So too over here. This is the 50th level of Tum. We would have been totally forgotten. Explains the Beis Halevi. This is what the Arizal was saying. That what? Imale lo haya oz botoz man gulat Mitzrayim. This is why Hashem had to do b'bihilu yatsanu mimitzrayim. It also, the Hagiyoni Halacha also brings down from there Bar Benel. The general question, which is a more philosophical question that everybody asks, which is why do we even have to go down to Mitzrayim in the first place? Right? A lot of the whole concept of that he goes a whole long discourse, the Bar Benel, Kidarko Bakodesh, because what the question is, okay, fine. I understand that I had to what? I understand that I had to leave before the 50th. What's the question? So why did I have to let the Ribono Shalom take us out of the 47th level, the 46th level, the 45th level? Why wait to the 5th? Why wait to 49? That's the question. And to answer that question, that's how the Hagioni Halacha on page 16 here asked that question. Aval ina davar barur kol tzorcho shardayin yesh lishol madua yimtina kadosh baruch hu ad shigiyo l'shara memtet. Why didn't you redeem it right away? 47, 48. So he explains based on the Maharal. The Maharal explained, as we know, a very famous Maharal concept that he says in Perek Lamed of Netzach Yisrael, says that as an introduction to many of the Svarim, that says Galut Yisrael am she'i or im shechu hu chisaro mitzar atzmo li Yisrael. as much as galut in itself is a negative, but at the same time, that chisaron is a sibah latova mikuvel anu lebasof. As the Maharal explains, kol havaya, any type of what's called yesh, any type of real existential reality, is only true when you have a heder before it, when you have that emptiness before it. For example, the laila comes before the yom. And therefore, you need the heder v'chisaron, the galut, before the gula. Right? And that's where the Maharal always says, if you don't understand galut, you can never understand the gula. The Maharal, the dugma in the world, is the concept of the chick from the egg. Right? Because what happens? It's only, the chick only comes after what happens to the egg? Total rikavon, v'sirachon, total destruction. This is what the Gemara in Tumura says, he quotes. Daf lamin alef min alef. Beitza imat gala lechi misarcha. So he says the same thing over here. As much as what meets the eye is its destruction, it's, so we should have said it should have been 47th level. No. It's specifically, you go to the 49th level of Tumah, that's the head there. In order for what? In order for Am Yisrael to be the Am Yisrael. This is the idea of the Kor Barzel. That Hashem took us out of the Kor Barzel. And this is what the Abar Benel explains. This is what the Abar Benel explains. How he understands, not because of the Chet, not because of the Onish, not because of Mnei Chateinu Golini Meretzeinu, but the Abar Benel explains, this is the reason of Chachma, must be the Chachma Elyona. The Abar Benel explains, the Fisha B'chol HaDvarim HaHeder Kodem LeMetziut Vayafsed Kodem LaVaya Ra'a Yitbarach. Right, this is the philosophical question everybody asks. Why do we have to go down to Mitzrayim? Why can't you stay in Eretz Yisrael and I would get the message? Right, but we know that's what Galut is. Galut is not just a punishment. Kadosh Baruch Hu was not this being with this long white beard that's smacking you, right? Oh, you did something wrong, let me throw you out of Gan Eden. No, it's didactic, it's education.
And the point what the Abar Benel says is, Ra'a yitbarach shelo yiyu b'nei amo b'yotam b'eretz kanan b'shuva v'nachat shleivim v'shketim al shimriyem ru'uyim li'karet amitat elokav l'kabalat torato. Hashem saw, kivyachol, must be, that staying in Eretz Yisrael, we're not going to be able to become Am Yisrael roi for the Torah. L'chein iskima chochmato el yona, is the Bar Benel, in Breishi Perek Tevav, you got the sources after. L'avi oto zera kodesh begalut mitzrayim, kedei litzarfam, kitzaruf hakesem.
In order again to refine them like the silversmith. This has been the Holach Ma'anya, as the introduction, the Ezrat Hashem. We'll maybe finish up that one small piece, maybe a little bit of Halak Manya, and on Sunday, Meretz Hashem, we will start Manishtana.